or did you leave it right there? Okay, I'll read it after. Well, do you need me to read it now?
No.
I don't have my glasses on. I'll read it after. Thank you.
Oh,
maybe you should read it now. Do you want us to read it publicly?
Yes.
Okay. Clarice, can you see? She can see. There's cards in there. Oh.
This man's short.
86:45. Oh, yeah. Was he the 45th?
Yes.
No one's going to get that. No, no, we're going to get them to get it. Does everybody get it? Look how
I was the only one who didn't get it. That's the way he is, too, exactly like I just was.
Well, 86, I know what that is. I couldn't remember which number of a president he was. I should have remembered that. 45.
This note was for you then. It said, Emily, 86 means get rid of.
Thank you very much. It's obvious that this is going to catch on, because as soon as people saw it, they were like, "Wah!" 1096. Oh.
We got 1096.
Oh, I thought it was a tax form. Oh. I hate to talk about someone behind their back, but he's not well. He's not well.
Did he really make a joke that Pence went to hang them all?
Yes.
Holy shit.
We got it wrong. Pence wanted to electrocute them all.
Raise your hand if you're okay with that.
But it's secure.
If I'm saying that. Right.
Hey, I need glasses again.
I don't have it personally. It's beautiful. But you know what? A lot of times we get gifts and they put it in an area when they hold things that we can't see them right away. So when I go back to the office, I'll check and see them.
Okay.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the kind of thing you need. Yeah.
All right. Here's the format.
Oh.
No way. Black licorice? How did you know? Ah. Thank you. And thank you for the strap. I feel bad to not know exactly where it is right now, but if it's there, I'll find it.
Sully?
Yeah, Sully at one point I asked her
before
the show.
Okay, I'm gonna see Sully soon. Thank you.
I wanna thank everybody who supported the pledge campaign.
Yay!
Thank you. We had two sisters here. Where are y'all, sisters? Okay. So I have sisters, other my sisters. This song I wrote after my little sister died, and it's been a while now, but I was thinking about what happens after someone dies. Most of us think about that. What happens? It's probably better for them than it is for us being left behind, but especially with Trump as president. But this is a song about thinking through some of that stuff. Strange way Thank you.